Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. Today, we've got one of our staff educators.
So my name's Tori Brady.
And how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching for 19 years, and I started teaching in second grade and worked my way up.
And how long have you been at the Exploratorium?
And I've been at the Exploratorium for 9 years.
And she's going to talk about one of the tools that we use here in the Teacher Institute to help teachers organize their materials.
So today I'm going to talk about something that we use as kind of metaphorically as well as realistically, which is called the teaching box. So what I'd like to tell you about the teaching box is, if you go to an experienced teacher's classroom or to their garage, you will see boxes of things with labels like evolution, adaptation, convection. And these boxes, if you open them up, contain what the teachers are going to use to teach those units. It's kind of a way of organizing their thinking and the equipment that they need to use for the teaching that unit. So we decided what a great thing to build a teaching box with a new teacher and a mentor together to take a unit they were interested in teaching, like let's say density or convection, and getting the things that they would need to work with their class, their students, and the lesson plans and the assessments, getting them all together and putting them in a box so that when it came time to teach that, the teacher could take out their box, lift up the cover, and there they would be ready to teach. So let me describe a box to you. We take a banker's box that you can buy at the Home Depot. On the inside of the lid, we make a list of everything that's going to be inside the box, all the equipment that you would have, like thermometers or bottles or film cans, and also the things that you would use that you'll go through that are expendable or consumable. And so that when you look at the list, when you open up your box, you go, oh, I need to get this, I need to get this, I have this. And you can check all the contents, you have the list there. Then inside the box is a binder or folder with hard copies of your lesson plans and your tests or assessments, and often background information for you, the teacher. And then also inside the box is the stuff you're going to use. Now, let's say I'm going to give you an example of a convection box, convection being a very important topic at all grade levels, in my opinion. And so I would want to put in my convection box a preliminary, what we call provocation, a demonstration or an activity for the students that would get them interested in the whole issue. So for my provocation, I may take four identical bottles and stack them mouth to mouth on top of each other, and one would be full of hot water that would be on the top, in the top bottle, and one would have hot water in the bottom bottle, and the cold water would be in the other bottles. And this is a classic lesson that we do, a classic activity that we do about convection, and then the kids make a guess, and you take the little card out that's separating the bottles, and you will see that the bottle that has the hot water on top, nothing much happens. And why doesn't it? And the bottle has the hot water on the bottom, lots happens. There's lots of convection going on. So this is a great demonstration at the beginning of a convection unit. So I might do a demonstration with convection bottles. I would have in my box the whole description of that activity, and I would have my four bottles and the cards that I need to place in between and the food color for the hot and the cold water. That would be in my box, and that would be my provocation, my first lesson. So I'd have that all written up. Then I would have the subsequent lessons for my teaching that unit, maybe pie pan convection, maybe something done in an aquarium with dry ice. And I would have, let's talk about the dry ice one. Obviously, I can't put dry ice in the box, but I can list it on my supplies as something that I need to get before I teach the lesson. So when I take the lid off the box, I go, oh, I have to get some dry ice for next Tuesday. So then I do it. everything else is in the box. I've got my hot plate or my brick and my all my supplies that I'm water, you know, not net water itself, but the bottles that I might need for water, the whatever I'm going to hand out to the kids to use, pipettes. So that's all in there and it's ready to go. I also have how I'm going to assess what I've taught. And this is where the box comes in really handy because it's kind of a repository of your thinking about a unit. You're deciding, I'm going to do this activity. I'm going to give them this background information. I'm going to use these examples. So now it comes time for assessment. I can refer directly back to what I know I've done and assess them on what I've taught them. And I can choose. If I'm going to do an authentic assessment, I'll have the equipment inside the box for them to perform an experiment or an activity with. If I'm going to do paper and pencil, it's right there. If I'm going to let the students determine their own assessment, I have ideas to bounce back and forth with them. It's all in my box. Do I ever finish a teaching box? No. A teaching box is never finished because I finished this unit, let's say, on convection, and I say, you know, that pie pan stuff didn't work very well. I can't get the kind of soap I need anymore. Let me see if I can get rid of that lesson and put something else in its place. So I'm constantly revising and reforming my teaching box to meet my students' needs and my needs and also the needs prescribed by the standards of what I have to teach. The reason that we want to do these teaching boxes with the teachers is so that when you're ready to teach a lesson, your thoughts are organized. You have it together. You can pull it out. You can say, ah, yes, this is good. I'm going to do this and this. You don't have to do everything that's in your box every time, but it's a way to organize your thoughts. It's kind of a metaphor for constructing a unit in your mind. So there you have it. I think that's what I have to tell you about making a teaching box. Go ahead and design one and try it out. It's pretty easy. You can do it in an afternoon if you're an experienced teacher. And if you're a new teacher, look for some good things that you'd like to teach around a unit. Get the realia, the equipment that you need for it. Put it in there. Get your lessons together. Try everything before you plan to do it with your students. And give it a whirl.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chastain. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.